Philadelphia City Council members grilled City Health and Human Services officials today about how they're handling the opioid crisis. As Joel Wolfram reports for WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk, city officials said they're close to finalizing a plan to clear encampments of homeless drug users in the Kensington neighborhood.
There are still an estimated 200 people taking up residence under several bridges along Lehigh Avenue, and city officials say outreach workers will try to find a place for each of them. The plan would be based around a new shelter or respite where many could come inside and get referral for drug treatment and social services. Right now, there's only one shelter like this in Kensington, and it has just 40 beds. Homeless Services Director Liz Hirsch says the city is close to adding another site with 40 more, and will try to open a third later on.
Our goal is to open that second respite as soon as we can, and then the third in the general area, which would then give us 120 emergency beds.
Even that number isn't enough, but city officials say they expect some people will be able to return to their families and won't need a shelter bed. Councilwoman Maria Quinones-Sanchez, who represents Kensington, says the city isn't moving fast enough.
This encampment situation, if we don't tackle it now, it will become spring and summer. It will get normalized and it's going to be harder. People are more willing to come in the cold than they will be in the summer.
Council members also asked questions about what the city's Medicaid-funded treatment system is doing to help people suffering from addiction and which treatment options are most effective. But the questions took so much of the three-hour hearing that it didn't leave time for treatment providers and advocates who were lined up to testify. Casey O'Donnell is the CEO of Kensington's Impact Services and one of those who didn't have a chance to speak. He says the questioning could have gone more quickly had council members done their homework ahead of time.
Rather than spending a couple hours trying to get their heads around that piece.
For WHYY, Joel Wolfram.